This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Is there a way to escape harassment from Big Brother and the government? My friend Mark Passio breaks down the word government, and he looks at the meanings of the root words involved there, and he breaks it down to mean mind control. Is government mind control? Is there any basis for how they rule? Are you a sovereign citizen, or is that term an oxymoron? We're going to be talking about a look at all this and so much more tonight with Dave from Delaware. He's the curator at escapeharassment.com. You might have heard the pieces about them before if you're a frequent listener. He also has a website, escape-tickets-irs-court.org. And I hope he can help me because I got a ridiculous ticket yesterday. Or not yesterday, it was a couple days ago now, or maybe last week. Feels like yesterday. And I think it was unjust, and I think it was ridiculous. If there's no victim, should there be a crime? If you're not violating natural law, should you be at fault? We'll talk about this all this and so much more with Dave. Hey, Dave, what's going on? Thanks for joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Glad to share with you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself first and foremost, and then we'll kind of segue to your nonprofit and what you guys do.
I'm just one of the volunteers that's been working with the Howard Griswold Research Group for 30-some years. My research originally started in 1972 when they had the first phony oil shortage, the rigged phony shortage. It was called the Arab Oil Embargo of 1972. And that's when I realized something was rotten in Denmark, well, Delaware in our case. And I got off the endless treadmill of paying taxes and debt and decided I was not going to continue to be on that treadmill until I discovered what really was going on behind the scenes. Something was wrong, and I was going to find out what it was. So I began networking with other research groups around the country and gurus who professed at that time to know different things about different subjects. And like I say, we became aligned closely with the Howard Griswold Research Group because they had the most well-documented information that was proven with case histories and documented with actual articles by law review professors in their own law review books and monthly newsletters, some of them.
Anyway. So this is a study of somebody who's a group rather in this case who successfully took on our judicial system mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. This is the Howard Griswold group that you're talking about. Who is Howard Griswold?
He's a fellow that studied for years and wrote some books, actually. The first one I know about is called Paper Arrows, based on the old bows and arrows way of fighting. Well, he wrote this treatise, I guess you'd call it, called Paper Arrows. Anyway, we got together with them and found that they documented their research with actual cases, law cases and Supreme Court decisions, not a lot of foo-for-all. The point is, he came up with that this government is not a constitutional republic, as we are lied to and falsely represented that it is. It's not. It's a corporation, not a government, and it's not being operated, as you and I are lied to in the government school system, to think that it is there in place as a government to protect your and my rights to private life, private liberty, and private property free from infringement by government or our neighbors or anyone else. Well, that sounds great, but that may have been the case back in 1776, but that's not what it is today. Today it is a corporation, and all of these different agencies, ABC agencies, are operating on their own private regulations that do not apply to anybody other than employees of that particular agency. And it's been proven by one of the researchers up in Alaska, a guy named Ralph Winterode, and he's actually spoken to the head lawyer for the Federal Register, which is where everything that's done by government supposed to be published in the Federal Register, and the head lawyer, was Amy Bonk, revealed to Ralph Winterode that none of these agencies have any substantive regulations pursuant to Congress's mandates to have the full force and effect of law. They've got to be published or promulgated in the Federal Register, and there are none. There are no agencies and no regulations published or promulgated in the Federal Register. None. Not by any agency. Not CIA, not FBI, not FEMA, not Homeland Security. None of them. The only kind of regulations they do have are internal agency or agency internal interpretive regulations, which mean nothing more than some Yahoo's opinion or some lawyer's opinion as to what he thinks or believes they are. And those internal agency regulations only apply to employees of that particular agency and no one else.
They interesting. So it's the equivalent of the bylaws of Monsanto that should only apply to the employees of Monsanto being applied to all farmers around the world. Is that a good analogy?
Absolutely correct. And people are not aware of the distinction between substantive regulations, which do have the force and effect of law, as opposed to or compared with interpretive in-house regulations that only apply to agency employees and nobody else. People are not aware of that distinction. Well, they've been getting away with fooling everyone into thinking that whatever passes for a agency regulation applies. And the problem is they do not apply. And in order to enforce any contract, they have to first establish all three primary, preliminary, basic elements of jurisdiction: person, place, and thing. In law, that's called in personam. The place is called the venue. And the thing is called the subject matter. And this can be proven by when a cop pulls people over, the first thing he has to ask for is, produce your driver's license, because he cannot write anyone a ticket or summons or complaint or whatever it's called in your state until after he's established the jurisdiction basis requirements to give him the authority to write the ticket in the first place. So he has to establish that, and he asks us to self-incriminate by producing the driver's license, which gives him the in personam jurisdiction, and he writes that down on his metal clipboard and then asks us to produce the second element, which is the police or venue, and we dutifully self-convict ourselves by reaching in the glove compartment and producing the registration card for the automobile, the private property automobile, and he enters that information on his metal clipboard. He then has the second element of primary jurisdiction. So he's got that person and the place. And the third thing he asks us for is the thing, which is the subject matter, and he asks us to self-incriminate ourselves by producing the proof of insurance. And we dutifully comply and produce a card, which is prima facie evidence that there is a contract of insurance somewhere. And he then has all three preliminary elements, and then now he knows he has the authority on behalf of his boss, the corporation, government,
the railroad,
to write
and,
the ticket.
And this is all because he's got a fancy costume on, and you submit yourself to his authority.
Well, he's a hired mercenary.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Talk with Dave from escapeharassment.com and the Howard Griswold organization, and we've been outlining the fact that the alphabet soup agencies, the IRS, the BATF, the DMV, the DOT, the EPA, FEMA, the FDA, et cetera, are all a bluff. Is that right, Dave?
Exactly. And this can be proven by look in your federal rules of civil procedure, Rule 12B, 1, 2, and 3. We're familiar with the enemy using Rule 12B6 against you and I, which is 12B6 is the one that's the failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted because you are not the creditor. And relief can only be granted in commerce court to the creditor. And if you're not the creditor, you must be the debtor. And the debtor must be there as the defendant fiction. So debtor constantly gets told he failed to state a claim upon which relief may be granted because he's not the creditor. And in commerce, the creditor always prevails, and the debtor, defendant, always does not prevail. Anyway, under Rule 12B1 is subject matter, which in law is the contract, in particular a contract of insurance, and 12B2 is the place or venue, geographic location, and 12B3 is the person or in persona, fiction, all capital letter name, defendant, presumption of jurisdiction. It's all on presumption. If you put in a motion to strike the plaintiff's claim because they failed to prove that you, the alive natural man of God, unenfranchised, that you are the all capital letter name, corporate fiction, person, subject of Congress with an all capital letter name, as if you were deceased or a trust or corporation, because persons, corporate fiction, person, subjects of Congress, do have a number. Congress issues those numbers to Congress's creations, but those numbers are not issued to actual live private people. Therefore, right. You cannot, by definition, you cannot be a defendant because you're an actual, live, flesh and blood, natural, private man or woman, unenfranchised. However, if you're enjoying a franchise or a benefit or a privilege, you've contracted away and are subject. But that's another matter for a little
later. Interesting. Dave, let me play devil's advocate for a moment. Isn't this a bit semantical?
I'm sorry?
Isn't this a bit semantical?
Semantical. Well, their business is, that's what lawyers do for a living. They trade on the definitions or misdefinitions of the words. Absolutely. With government is not a live man or woman. Government is not alive at all. It's a fiction. Therefore, the only way to deal with fictions is in writing. Everything with corporations and government corporations being fictions, it has to be on paper, black ink on white paper. And when you are dealing with a corporation, you make a lot of presumptions because it's to the advantage of the lawyers who maneuver and manipulate all these corporations from behind the scenes. No corporation does anything without its lawyers' directions and instructions. It doesn't matter whether it's a private corporation or a public corporation or a government corporation. No corporation does anything without its communist BAR, British Accreditation Registry, attorney or lawyer behind the scenes telling that corporation what to do. And because corporations do not have ears or throat or tongue or eyes to see, everything has to be done on paper. And that's why the Howard Griswold strategy number one from the website www.escape-tickets-irs-court.org works so well. And the alternative title for the same website is www.escapeharassment.com. It's still strategy number one, destroys the enemy's ability to accomplish the due process requirements. They, as you say, it's semantics, but they still have to comply with due process. And under due process, you're entitled to proper service of process. You're entitled to be served written notice and opportunity to hear of a hearing. And they have to prove that you have consented by contract. And that's proven just from the Declaration of Independence. It says governments derive their just powers with the consent of the governed. So if they can trick you into consent by writing, you've become subject to them by being tricked into a agreement or contract. And that's what strategy number one prevents. It prevents the enemy from accomplishing those three prerequisites and requirements under due process. They cannot accomplish proper service of legal process upon you. They cannot accomplish written notice upon you, and they cannot prove and accomplish that they have obtained consent by contract, and you've got proof by U.S. Postal Service receipts that they have failed. Right at the website in the FAQ Frequently Asked Questions page are the definitions and the main words, semantic words, that you need the proper semantic definitions of are posted there. The contract is offer, acceptance of that offer, at which point in time a contract arises by law, by the acceptance. Once it's accepted, that's it. Both parties are immediately bound and held to the contract, and the offeror can no longer withdraw that offer. It's been accepted. Now there's a contract, and they must perform specific performance under that contract.
So due process requires all three of the aforementioned steps, and there has to be due process involved here. What would you apply this information and knowledge that you've collected at escapeharassment.com to? And in addition to exploring the application of this, I'd also like to hear how it's worked for people. Do the courts look at you like you have three heads and you're crazy? Do they put you on a terrorist watch list? Or do you stand your ground and actually show them that there's more to this than what they've been told?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was being bugged one time by the government's Internal Revenue Service. Well, none of my earnings...
It's not much of a service, is it?
Well, none of my earnings is internal. I don't get a paycheck from some government agency or some government 100% completely owned corporation.
Nor do I. I've been accused of such, so...
So, well, presumption. They proceed on presumption, but exactly. The fact is, I'm not an employee because I do not work for an employer. And the legal definition of an employer, right out of their Title 26, that's U.S. Code, Title 26, the IRS code, it says that an employee is someone who works for an employer. And the definition out of Title 26, again, of an employer is a government agency or a 100% wholly owned government corporation. So if you work for a privately owned business, Joe's Body Shop or Sam's Bakery, that's not a government agency. And the dummy is believing the lying accountants and lying attorneys who are telling him that he's an employer when in fact he's not.
Interesting point. Very interesting, Dave.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
All right, we're talking with Dave from Delaware from StopHarassment.com.
EscapeHarassment.com, excuse me. EscapeHarassment.com and escape-tickets-irs-court.org, which is a mouthful. Just remember EscapeHarassment.com. And on his website, all of this information that we're discussing is provided. They are nonprofits. They're trying to equip people with the education. And in return, if you find it valuable, if you think that it works, and I'm reading some of these testimonials, it seems it has had some great success, then help them out with a donation. Because at the end of the day, Federal Reserve notes are important. Dave, I was asking you about some success stories and the actual applicability of what we were just discussing.
Yeah,
the floor is yours.
You were asking me about the semantics?
Yeah, the semantics, and also has this been applied, or do the judges and the courts and all the people look at you like you have 10, 15 different heads on your shoulders?
Well, the whole point is to stay out of court. If you get dragged in, you're going to be presumed to be the defendant, and you've already lost by definition. So we teach, then Howard Griswold teaches, do not accept these offers, because they are bogus, they are not legitimate, they're not bona fide offers, because they're not as we've been lied to in the government school system. We've been indoctrinated to wrongly presume that they are that an offer is a meeting of the minds or an agreement set down in black and white for us to accept. And we have not agreed. When they just hand you a ticket, it's not a meeting of the minds. It's not an agreement, and therefore it should be not accepted. And that's what a contract is. If you accept the offer, a contract arises, and that's why our Griswold teaches to do not accept. And the way to do that and avoid any confusion about whether you have or have not, in fact, accomplished that is to utilize strategy number one and completing that FAQ, frequently asked pages, definitions posted at the websites. The definition of the word appearance, right out of a law encyclopedia called Corpus Juris Second Edition. It's called Corpus Juris Secundum. It's Latin for second edition. And right out of that law dictionary, it tells you that the definition of appearance is if you do anything, if you do anything at all that's beneficial to anybody or detrimental to anybody, you're making appearance in the case as a party to the case. So if it's not neutral, it's beneficial to somebody or detrimental to somebody, or the other way around. If it's beneficial or detrimental to somebody, it's not neutral. You've got to use, to accomplish strategy number one, you've got to use Howard Griswold's neutral response cover letter as provided at the strategy number one button or order blank at the escapeharassment.com website. The other word to check the definition of at the FAQ pages, the definition of acceptance. Acceptance, according to Corpus Juris Secundum, again, is when they send you something in the mail, they presume you got it. They don't care if you crumple it up and retain it in your round circular file called a trash basket. If you can't prove that you did not retain it, you've accepted it. That's the definition of acceptance, right out of Corpus Juris Secundum, is intent to retain. So when you do this process, you've got to have the Postal Service to prove that you did it. That's why Howard suggests everything be done in writing, of course, and that you do it certified mail and keep that stub, that certified mail stub, as your proof that you did not retain those offers, those bogus not meeting of the minds and not agreement, though they may be. And that's your documentation and proof that you have not fallen for the trickery of the appearance trap or the acceptance trap, and you've avoided the subsequent or resultant contract. And then if you fail, this process has to be repeated each and every time, each and every envelope, each and every document or letter or presentment, every single paper, constantly, always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance and a resultant or a subsequent contract, and you pay or go to jail. So it's got to be repeated each and every time, always and forever. You cannot just do it one time and hope they are going to go away. They've got computers. IRS, for instance, has computers in Ogden, Utah, and San Francisco and Philadelphia, and they've got computers all over the country that send out stuff to people to a barrage of stuff to presume and make you believe you're the party that's obligated, because they just keep after you. They wear you down. Carborundum. Anyway, you've got to use Howard's neutral response. Otherwise, you're being tricked, falling for the appearance trap or the acceptance trap, and you get suckered into a contract arising without your intent, without your knowledge, without your meaning to do it. And they hold us to these secretly obtained agreements, and they call them a contract because we didn't know what the true definition of appearance and acceptance was. That's the whole key to the strategy number one, is you've got to put that comment or remark, third party, affidavit of mailing, both on the Howard's neutral response cover letter, which identifies and names the title or description with specificity and particularity. In other words, it's got to be able to be identified by name of what the document is, whether it's
Does this work, Dave? The bottom line for me, does this stuff work?
Well, it's worked for me ever since 1972. I have not sent anything. I don't file to Internal Revenue Service, and the computers do not even send me stuff anymore because they know they can't trick me into their appearance trap or their acceptance trap. And then we learned how to start costing them money if their computers keep on sending. We have a way of starting to cost them money to do it. Anyway, that's not really what this conversation is not supposed to be about. That it's supposed to be about explaining the semantics of the words and the definitions of the words that are what the lawyers use to constantly trick us into them obtaining a contract or consent without our knowledge and understanding. And really, we should never accept anything of theirs because they've never provided us the full disclosure. They've never provided us enough information or knowledge upon which to form or have the ability or capability to form an intent to consent or refuse or accept or deny or enter a plea or anything else. If anybody studied admiralty, it's called privity and knowledge. If you have knowledge in advance that the ship is going to be run on the rocks, and then you take part in, you actually do something like holding the wheel to be sure the ship hits the rocks, that's privity. You've taken part in it, and you had knowledge in advance. You do not get to join in and benefit from the proceeds of the insurance. You do not get to benefit from your privity or knowledge of the wreck. It's the same thing with this contract law. You've got to be able to identify the documents with specificity and particularity so that they can be identified. Otherwise, they will claim you sent them a empty envelope delivering confirmation. They've been known to get on a witness stand, sworn under penalty of perjury, and lie through their teeth and say they received an empty envelope from you with nothing in it, delivery confirmation. And that's why this comment, third party affidavit of mailing, has to go both on Howard's neutral response cover letter wording inside and on the envelope that you're returning all their garbage to them in on the outside, third party affidavit of mailing, and that lets them know that you know what rotten thieves they are, because they will know better than to claim it was empty, because they will believe, they'll think you actually have a affidavit from your wife or your next door neighbor or your secretary or whoever it is you had to take that document filled envelope and take it to the post office for you and pay the postage for you to send it back certified mail to the Internal Revenue Service, for example. And they will see the third party affidavit of mailing, and they'll know better than to try to lie and say it was empty, because they will be afraid you'll catch them in one of their lies, and they'll cut them off at the pass. They'll quit
interesting
trying to claim the envelope was empty.
Right. Well, Dave, we got to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll kind of encapsulate all of this information for our listeners and tell them about how your organization can help with a firm understanding of it all.
The Bob Justin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
So if people go to escapeharassment.com, Dave, what can they expect to find and what does your organization do?
We've done the research and all we do is education, and the way that we do that is with that strategy number one, educates people how to avoid getting tricked into that appearance trap or the acceptance trap so they can avoid the enemy obtaining acceptance of these bogus offers, and in so doing, you deprive them of the ability to obtain their requirements, due process requirements, of serving you with the proper service of process and written notice and obtaining consent by contract. If they cannot obtain those due process requirements, they cannot proceed. They have to comply with the due process requirements in order to take you to their private club meetings, which pass four courts these days. Rod Klass's research has revealed these agencies are all private corporations. They're not government at all. They're all private corporations. In fact, the state of North Carolina state police actually sent a memo out to all the state police of North Carolina officers for them to get any assets that they may have, like their house or boat, motor, and trailer or anything, get it out of their personal name and get it into some family member's who they trust name that's not the same last name as theirs, because now that the word is out, they can be sued for all these jackbooted thug activities that they do under the pretense of being law enforcement, when in fact they're just hired mercenaries. They're private entities, private corporations, for profit, and they're all listed on Dun & Bradstreet. They're not government agencies at all, and they are subject to suit for being privateers. That's a hired pirate, a privateer, the hired pirate. And that's what these guys are. And in North Carolina, they've actually sent out a memo to their members to CYA, cover your assets, change everything into some other name. Looks like they expect to be sued, doesn't it? Anyway, Rod Glass has four separate judgments from four separate judges in four separate cases where they have acknowledged that these agencies are private entities and not government agencies at all. So the people really are not subject to them because none of these private agencies have any substantive regulations. Anything that Congress creates, like these agencies, they only have the jurisdiction in the same places where Congress does, and that's fictions. Congress is a piece of paper, and Congress only has jurisdiction in the 10 miles square, that's 100 square miles, called the District of Columbia, and forts, fiction, dockyards, arsenals, magazines, fiction territories, fiction possessions, and fiction zones like a five-numbered zip code, ZIP, Zone Improvement Program, ZIP, zip-numbered fiction zones, or two-letter abbreviation fiction zones, or fiction state of corporation zones. The state of North Carolina does not exist. Look on a map. You'll see Kentucky, and you'll see Pennsylvania, and you'll see New York and North Carolina, but you'll never see state of any one of them on a map. They're fictions, and they don't have any geographical boundaries. But that's the only place these agencies created by Congress have jurisdiction, the same place Congress does, which is only in fictions. So if people don't know the distinction between actual and pretend, if they don't know they do not live in a fiction state of, but they live on, they're not in one of these fictions, they're above. People are on top, above actual land. Not in fictions, not state of corporation, not the district or area or zone, District of Columbia. They're not in a two capital letter abbreviation, and they're not in a numbered fiction zone. Live people are not in fiction zones. They're on top of actual land, not in fiction zones. And yet anything Congress passes is only applicable in a fiction zone or district or area, such as a state of corporation, a two-letter abbreviation, or a five or more numbered zone, or the 10-mile square, or forts, stockyards, arsenals, magazines, and fiction territories and possessions. If you live in a fiction territory or fiction possession, like state of, then you can be subject to its creator, Congress, which does have jurisdiction over those fiction-created areas and districts and zones. But people need to know the distinction between actual and make-believe. And people have a hard time getting rid of their topol or they love their fictions. The lawyers have, and the education system have really brainwashed us well to pull that trick. We're not in Kansas any longer, Dorothy. You gotta click your heels together more than three times. Wake up.
Although that would be nice, jeez.
If only. It would be nice if only we could, if only it were that easy. Anyway, the whole point of setting up the electronic website, the original website was research and education by mail order. And that was called People's Dave-Rates.com by mail order. And we still have that, but people never studied all that research, and they kept asking us. They didn't want to study and read and learn. They just wanted to know what to do about it. They wanted the answers only without bothering with the pesky old research and education. They just wanted to know what to do about it. So that's why we created the electronic website, theescapeharassment.com, and that's why Howard reduced everything down to how to avoid being tricked into a contract by avoiding the appearance trap and the acceptance trap. And once there's no contract, no contract penalty clause code title and contract penalty clause code section numbers can attach. They cannot charge people with a code violation if there is no contract upon which that code attaches. Everything with government being a corporate fiction, everything's got to be a contract. And they constantly trick us into contracts. And if you can avoid that, they cannot attach these debt collection codes to you if there's no contract to base it on. That's the reason my handle is Mr. Non-Acceptance. If there's no franchise, there's no excise. And right in their constitution, they're only allowed or authorized to collect three types of taxes. Right out of Article 3 from the Constitution, they're only authorized to collect excises, imposts, and duties. Well, imposts and duties have to do with importing and exporting. Well, most people are not involved in importing and exporting, so everything must be excises. If it's not importing and exporting, it must be excises. What is an excise? It's a tax on a privilege. It's a tax on a benefit or a license or a special franchise. That's why I am known as Mr. Non-Acceptance, because I have no franchises. And I do not enjoy any benefits or privileges. Right out of that law case, the International Shoe Corporation versus State of Washington, in which the United States Supreme Court admitted the way these courts get jurisdiction is by presumption. There goes your due process out the window. You're allegedly entitled to a non-prejudiced court, a non-biased court, a neutral court. But anyway, they admitted it. The way they get their jurisdiction is by presumption. Well,
Mr. Noncompliance, I hate to cut this short, but it's been fascinating. They can find all this at escapeharassment.com, right?
No. At escapeharassment.com, they can find strategy number one, which is how to avoid the contract in the first place. If the enemy ignores the law and due process and proceeds anyway, then Howard has a strategy number two to implement. And if they again or continually ignore the law and due process, and continue to attempt to get you into their private club extortion meeting, then Howard has strategy number three, which is the six demands and disclaimers, which once one has made them in writing and verbally or orally, they will they cannot comply. They cannot answer those demands and disclaimers, and they will trump up some excuse to drop the charges or null press the case. Like, is the window up or down, or was there a battery in the car? That's something just to keep the audience fooled.
Interesting. Well, they'll have to start with escapeharassment.com. Thanks again for coming on, Dave, from Delaware. Been a fascinating look at something that I think a lot of people take for granted. Yeah, next hour, we're going to continue the discussion on prepping. We're also going to get to a piece on the NSA and maybe a Mossad Minute and Grope Report.